السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وعلى صحبه وعلى من تبع هداه بإحسانٍ إلى يوم الدين، آمين. I bear witness that there is no other God than Allah, praise to Him and His Highness, who has sent His messengers and prophets to guide humanity to the right path. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the final of his messengers and prophets to humanity. May Allah send peace and blessings to the soul of the Prophet and to the souls of his house, wives and descendants, and to the souls of his companions, and to the souls of believers until the day of judgment. Ameen. My khutbah today, my brothers and sisters in Islam, is about the fairest ibadah, the proclamation of faith. When we pronounce that there is no other God but Allah, and Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the messenger of Allah. As Brother Jamal just mentioned in his adhan, we say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan rasulullah, and every khatib, every speaker has to say that, and we say that in tashahhud. So what are some of the deep meanings of the proclamation of faith? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, told us in the Holy Quran, he is shaheed. One of his names, actually one of his good names, that he witnesses, he is the witness. Witness on us, on himself, on his divinity. And He wants us also to be witnesses. Witnesses that there is no other God but Him. And we witness also that Muhammad is the final, the seal of all His messengers and His prophets. In so many ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expressing that, particularly in Ali Umran, this is chapter 3 of the Holy Quran, verse 18. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم قائما بالقسط لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم شهد الله الله has witnessed that he is the God and there is no other God than him. In addition to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels have witnessed his divinity, his sole deity. And the scholars, the people with knowledge, the believers who ponders, and may Allah make us among them who witness that there is no other God but him. And concerning Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam, we read in the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Ahzab, chapter 33, verse 40. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَى أَحَدٍ مِّنْ رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stating that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is not the father of any men among us. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated it that his children, his sons died, only his daughters lived. So this is in itself, it's a miracle verse. So if he had sons after that, then people would be attacking the Holy Quran. Muhammad was not a father of one of your men, but he was the messenger of Allah and the seal of prophet. In this ayah, when we say, when you listen to the khatib, the speakers saying the seal of prophets, this is the ayah that decides that. وَخَاتَمِ النَّبِيِّينَ. He was the messenger of Allah, and he was the seal of all prophets. No other prophets are going to come. And Allah has known everything. The proclamation of faith is really a continuation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent so many messages for people before us. Our brothers and sisters in iman, in faith, before us, since he mandated to communicate with us humans. When he, the famous story about telling the angels he is going to make humans as his deputies, his khalifa on earth, meaning elevating us, honoring us, our species, that we are smart enough and good enough to have this honor from Allah. So every now and then, people would go astray. Then he would send messengers and he would send prophets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us specifically the names of 25 of them by name, starting from Muhammad, from Adam alayhi salam to Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. 25 of them. In particular, he described 12 of them as messengers. So the word messenger, Rasulullah, would be equated with the name of the messenger. Like, for example, the 5 messengers with power, Ulul Azm. He mentioned these are messengers of God with association. But some of them were not mentioned as messengers. They were mentioned as prophets. So it occurred to me that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to be more educated to know the difference. And I started thinking about it, and I researched in the Holy Quran every name of them. How did Allah describe him? Is it Rasulullah only, or Rasul and Prophet, or just Prophet? In Ayah 35, Surah Fatir, chapter 24 of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن مِّنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَى فِيهَا نَذِيرٌ. No ummah, no community before you Muslims. Allah is talking to us. No ummah, no community which has existed on earth unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send somebody to warn them. Allah will not leave a human, did not leave a humans to make mistakes, go astray, and just like that. No, he would send people to warn them, his messengers or his prophets. To do what? Basically, he reduced the messages, if you want, simplified his messages to humanity. In Surah An-Nahl, chapter 16, verse 36, يقول عز وجل وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنُعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. If you want this, the most simple essence of the messages of Allah, he said, we have sent in every ummah, every community, a messenger telling them, worship Allah means recognize that he is your creator, worship him, and avoid being tyrants against each other. That's the meaning of tawut. Somebody among you would take you away from the path. Don't accept that. In Ali Umran, chapter 3, verse 19, يقول عز وجل, in the famous verse, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The religion that Allah sent to humanity is Islam. The meaning in English, submission to the will of Allah. This not to be taken that this is only the message given to Sayyidina Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام. No, this is deen, the religion of Allah, which the guidance which was given to Adam. And after him, Idris, and Nuh, and Thamud, and Saleh, and Shu'aib, and Ibrahim, Lut, Ismail, Ishaq, Ya'qub, and the rest of the messengers and prophets of Allah. The essence is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to this guidance. It's all Islam. So many verses in the Holy Quran mentioning the messengers of Allah and their followers as Muslims. In relation to Ibrahim, peace be to him, and his children, Ishaq and Yaqub, and their children, and Ismail, and the disciples of Jesus Christ, alayhi salam, all witnessed, and I emphasize here the word witnessed, all witnessed that they were Muslims. Then what's the difference between a prophet and a messenger? There are two major differences. There may be many, but I could figure out two. The first, a messenger has a message from Allah. And by the way, Allah will praise to him, would inspire, would reveal his will to humans. We are told and we are taught through his medium, Jibreel alayhi salam, who would inspire. He would take the orders, the commands from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and give it to humans. Because he said in one ayah in the Holy Quran, humans cannot receive direct communication. It has to be through a medium or through inspiration. So a messenger usually has a message, specific message. Like Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was given a suhuf, suhuf Ibrahim. Also Musa, a Torah, suhuf Ibrahim wa Musa. And Isa, the Injil. And Muhammad alayhi afdal salatu wa salam, the Holy Quran. The difference between the Quran and all the previous messages of Allah to humanity is that the Quran is everlasting. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Allah says, we have descended the Holy Quran and we will preserve it. Therefore, he told us that Muhammad is the last messenger and the last prophet. There is no need for new messages. Here it is. Read it, understand it, spread it among your families, your communities, and the world. The prophet, in other words, so the messenger is the one with a message, usually a new message. After several centuries, people go astray and Allah wants them to go back to the right path. The prophet is also a person who is inspired. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicates with them through Jibreel, inspiring them, alayhi salam. But they preach the message of the previous messenger. Examples of that would be Sayyidina Ishaq wa Ya'qub. Ishaq is the child of Sayyidina Ibrahim. Ya'qub is the child of Sayyidina Ishaq, peace be to them. They would be preaching their community what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then the messengers between, then the people, the good people, the prophets between Musa alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam, they would be preaching the Torah, the Old Testament. They did not have something new. And I found the exception is Elias alayhi salam, who is mentioned in the Holy Quran as messenger and prophet at the same time. And his famous story, the king wanted to marry a woman, a pagan woman, and he told him, no, you need, we have the Torah, we have that. And Allah told him more information about the paganistic religion, Baal. And the king wanted to kill him, to silence him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifted him, took him in a chariot. We know three people actually, three of God's messengers were elevated, were taken to heaven. Idris alayhi salam, Elias alayhi salam, and Isa, Jesus Christ alayhi salam. Second, a messenger is given a physical miracle for people to believe he is a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Examples of these would be the fire that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rescued Ibrahim from it. He came out as nothing happened to him. Before him, for Salih alayhi salam, the she camel, Naqatullah. It was a miracle suddenly coming out, and it was huge. And it was a miracle in front of people. If you touch it, you will be punished. Okay. Nuh alayhi salam and his ark, his ship, the miracle. Musa, his staff, his stick, which did wonders. And Isa, Jesus Christ alayhi salam, his medical capabilities at that time, healing people from all kinds of diseases. Then we come to Muhammad alayhi afdal salatu wassalam with his everlasting miracle, which is the Holy Quran. All other miracles before him were convincing to people to be believers. But Muhammad's miracle, the revelation of the Holy Quran to him, alayhi salam, alayhi afdal salatu wassalam, is forever for humanity, for guidance. Did the messengers bring prophecies? That's, in fact, why are they called prophets? Because they prophesied, they predicted. Something is going to happen to you. I will tell you what will happen to you. So people would believe them. They are preaching the truth. They are telling God's inspiration. The messenger also would bring prophecies, but exceeds that with these physical miracles. So the messenger is a prophet, but the prophet is not a messenger because he doesn't have a message. Among the miracles that Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdal as-salatu was-salam had in the Holy Quran, the ayah about the fights between Romans and Persians, and the ayah this is Surah Ar-Rum, and saying that this would be changed. The Persians defeated the Romans. The Romans were Christians. Muslims felt sad. Then the Quran was assuring them they would win in few years. And bear with me about few years, because it is in the life of the Sahaba. They saw it. It happened later. This is verses 2 and 4 of Surah Ar-Rum, chapter 30 of the Holy Quran. But the biggest, actually, and the most wonderful physical miracle of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was Al-Isra' wal-Mi'raj, taking him from Mecca to Al-Quds al-Sharif, Jerusalem, then to heavens, all the way to the seven heavens and beyond, then coming back, all this in just maybe 1 hour. His bed was still warm. Of course, at that time, and for several centuries, nobody would imagine, even like the non-believers said to Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salam, we cannot tell about your ascent to heavens. We can tell about your journey from Mecca to Al-Quds. It takes a month at that time for a camel. And until the 20th century, there was no way for Muslims to explain it, to understand it, to comprehend it. Well, until we had aviation, aeroplanes flying. My most recent reading about that, there is an aircraft made by NASA called X-43. You can Google it and read it. And its speed is 6,598 mile per hour. The distance between Mecca and Al-Quds is 769 miles. When you divide them, it will be less than 7 minutes. This is our capabilities right now. You can imagine the future. It is perfectly understood, and that's why it's an everlasting miracle. One prophecy in the Holy Quran that has not happened yet is about all people of the book would believe in Isa alayhi salam, Jesus Christ. And it's mentioned this way because some children of Israel believed, became Christian, and some did not believe. They stayed as Jews. So this ayah is saying there would be a time until Isa, Jesus Christ, will come back to earth and they will believe in him. And I'm talking about Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 159. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن من أهل الكتاب إلا ليؤمنن به قبل موته ويوم القيامة يكون عليهم شهيدا. Everybody from the people of the book will believe in him before his death. The talk is about Jesus Christ عليه الصلاة والسلام. Allah says وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّحَ لَهُمْ. They did not kill him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifted him up. He is alive. But he will be sent back. This ayah is about two prophecies actually. He will be back. Second, when he will be back, all of them would believe in him. And he will be the witness on them on the Day of Judgment. Again, emphasizing the idea of witnessing. When we say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, I witness, I bear witness. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, I bear witness. We should say it, we should pronounce it, we should tell it to people. That's witnessing. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in his capacity as a prophet, as a messenger, his capacity is the Holy Quran. The message given to him by Allah, praise to him, Azza wa Jal. This is the Holy Quran. This is his capacity as messenger. His capacity as a prophet is prophesizing, predicting, telling us what will happen. During his time, he predicted that Muslims will defeat both empires and will spend their treasures for the sake of Allah. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا هلك كسرى فلا كسرى بعده وإذا هلك قيصر فلا قيصر بعده والذي نفسي بيده لتنفقن كنوزهما في سبيل الله. And it happened 100%. Muslim armies went against the two empires. That's a prophecy that happened during the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, just about 11 years after the death of the Prophet. So people saw that happening. Another famous prophecy, I like it and I think everybody likes it. That's his famous hadith with Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, when Jibreel came to the masjid to teach the companions their religion, summarizing it. And he asked him about what is Islam, what is Iman, what is Ihsan, what is the hour, when is the hour? Then he couldn't answer. He answered the three first, Islam, Iman, Ihsan. He answered, when is the hour? No, I can't answer that. I don't know more than you. Then he asked him, then tell me some of its signs, things which would happen before the hour. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, أن ترى الحفاة العراة العالة رعاء الشاء يتطاولون في البنيان. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, one day the Bedouin Arabs, the meaning, I'm translating the meaning, Bedouin Arabs, the barefooted, naked, the poor, the destitute Bedouin Arabs, there will be one day that they will build the highest buildings in the world. This is the meaning of the true meaning of the hadith. يتطاولون, they compete in building higher buildings with anybody else. And that is Burj Khalifa in Dubai right now. In another hadith, he talked about five prophecies that would happen. Six prophecies that would happen. I found I could translate, could understand five that happened, and one did not. The first one. He said, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام لا تقوم الساعة حتى يقبض العلم. The hour will not happen until knowledge about Allah would be taken away. This did not happen. Alhamdulillah, knowledge about Allah is great. The internet and scholars and Muslims all over the world and masajid everywhere. We never dreamed about that. So this is the one which did not happen yet. وتكثر الزلازل, there will be a lot of earthquake. Yeah, we are witnessing that. وَيَتَقَارَبُ الزَّمَانُ The distances between places would be shorter and shorter and shorter. We just think about the aviation. وَتَظْهَرُ الْفِتَنُ مَا أَكْثَرَهَا the upheavals everywhere. وَيَكْثُرُ الْهَرَجُ And killing. There is a lot of killing. People killed right and left and other people just eating. حَتَّى يَكْثُرُ فِيكُمِ الْمَالُ And the money, the wealth, would be so much unprecedented before. Actually, in the second half of the 20th century, we started to learn about trillions. It wasn't before. For example, the United States national debt right now is about $22 trillion. It was, in the first half of the 20th century, it was in billions, the second half even, in billions, not trillions. This one is beautiful. And one prophecy, he said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال لا تقوم الساعة حتى تعود أرض العرب مروجا وأنهارا. The hour would not happen until the Arabian Peninsula will come back, return, that's emphasize this, to become rivers and meadows, grasslands. Oh my God. So it will happen, but the emphasis, really my emphasis is ta'udu. It will come back to be, meaning it was in the past, because we are not in position to imagine when is it going to happen. But we are in position to go back in history to see. Geologists now have made it very clear, so many research papers, research projects about the Arabian Peninsula, and most recent NASA photos, which shows how rivers, old rivers, dry rivers. But the geologist will go to cross-section of Earth, layers of Earth, and they will find evidence that there were animals, there were plants and rivers and gardens. To be specific, the most recent was 23,000 years ago. This is the estimate. And estimates in archaeology are very accurate. Radiocarbon or potassium argon, these are methods of dating accurately to the less than a century. So there's an agreement among geologists that the Arabian Peninsula was meadows, grasslands, with rivers, in the past. How would an illiterate man in Arabia know that? It's not knowledge of humans. It is from the creator of earth and heavens, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, and so many others, predictions, but I would mention, finally, his predictions or his prophecies. To be, because he's prophet, then prophecies. The meaning predictions. The end of days. It's not now like some biblical scholars may claim. All these things have to happen first. But among them, a person would dominate our earth, a Dajjal. One-sided in opinions. Awar, one-eyed. And he would be a tyrant. Remember the ayah I recited for you. The essence of religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Islam, is not to follow tyrants. A Dajjal is a tyrant person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, is warning us against him. Before or at the time of his appearance, Al-Mahdi would appear. The Muslim leader in Al-Quds al-Sharif. He would be there. And عيسى عليه السلام, Jesus Christ, will descend in Damascus, then he would come to Al-Quds, and Muslims will fight with him against Ad-Dajjal. All this should happen before, way before the hour starts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among his best witnesses and witnesses of his great religion, Al-Islam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who benefit most from his commands and from the teachings of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And ادعوا الله وأنتم موقنون بالإجابة. Ask Allah and you are 100% sure he will answer your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. I'd like to mention a good brother who used to visit us here, and he is sick, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want you to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy on him and he recovers, and make it easy on his family also. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya'u minhum wal amwat إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته, ولا دينا إلا سددته, ولا مريضا إلا شفيته, ولا غائبا إلا رددته, ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي, يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر, ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر.
الله أكبر الله أكبر, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح, قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر, لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا اعتدلوا واكملوا الصفوف. Straighten the lines, complete them, it's so. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين, الرحمن الرحيم, مالك يوم الدين, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون, كلنا آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله, وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا, غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام